Thank you for calling Dial a Prayer, a ministry of Zion Lutheran Church in Petoskey, Michigan. Thank you, first of all, for everybody who put up with the big break in our Dial a Prayers. I had a tonsillectomy surgery and wasn't able to really do a lot of good talking for the last month or so, so thank you for your patience. Today, as we get towards the end of the month of June, I wanted to just relive what we talked about yesterday in church. June 25th is the anniversary of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. It's not something that's in the Bible, but it's based entirely on Scripture. So 487 years ago, these Lutheran laymen, the princes and the lawyers who worked for the princes and their secretaries and all these guys, stood up boldly before the emperor of their world, their kingdom, and they said, "We can't believe as you say you believe. We have to trust in God's word, and here is what we confess." The Augsburg Confession is still a document that we Lutherans hold to and love today, not because it was well written by a man, not because it was a perfectly crafted document, but because it's based on God's word, and it shows us Jesus. And as those men boldly stood before their king, before their emperor, we too may be called to stand before kings or emperors or family or friends, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, our gospel for this Sunday, "I am sending you out as sheep amongst wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents, yet innocent as doves." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to bless your word, that it may go forth freely, and that we may stand up and confess boldly that you have died, that you have risen, and this for our salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, and reconciliation with God the Father in heaven. Send your Holy Spirit to guide and protect our actions and our words, so that we may indeed boldly go out as sheep among wolves, that we may be wise, but also innocent, never attacking, never portraying ourselves better than we ought to, but always pointing to the cross of Jesus, for he is our life, our salvation, and all things. This and all things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for calling again, and have a great day.